You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The case of Korach and Mesabeh Alav Shalom was finalized by bringing stick. And then we see the miracle took place. And then that was the end of the story. So the question that is brought, if Ribono Shel Olam would have the miracle about the almonds, so now many, many people will be saved because we had three procedures that took place. One was people went down the earth. One was they were burned by bringing in incense. And the other one was that the magifa came about. So now if Hashem would request to bring the stick, and then the miracle of the almond would come about, so then we will be saved of all of these things. Wouldn't it be better that Hashem would request that every tribe bring a stick, and then they would see, you know, Aharon is the selected one. And we would save many, many, many people. Could be, but at this moment, there'll be... Understand. But here, see, there were many that they were attracted. They could save him.
No, but when you want to step to do wrong thing, Hashem not going to be involved to make you stop doing that.
No. You see, he got involved. No, in many cases, he did get involved. Any trouble they made, we see... No, they made a mistake. So Hashem got involved. So here, so Hashem, you know, could save many lives. Many lives.
He didn't want to save, he wanted to change the
tumor. He didn't?
He didn't want, but obviously, he didn't want.
So what's the purpose of, you know, asking to bring a stick? So just leave it as it is, and that's it. Fine. Whatever that you decided to do in the end, do it in the beginning. So what's the purpose of doing it in the end?
Because he wanted to get rid of the bad people.
Fix him, because Ribono Shel Olam, as we see. No. No, there are many cases that we see. Hashem gave a warning and so on. You know, and then they do teshuvah.
Actually, they did that for Moshe Rabbeinu to be more relieved. They leave him alone.
For Moshe? But Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, we see, always defended Am Yisrael. He prayed for them. He saved them. Salachti kidvarecha. It says Hashem accepted his tefillah, and then he came down. So now the question here is: let's say we offered. If Hashem would request to bring a stick, and then the Matov Aharon would give almond, so people will accept it.
Maybe not.
Why not? Was it a miracle or not? Was it something natural?
It was a miracle.
It was a miracle. Would they accept it? Fine, but they believed Moshe, even though that he made turned the stick to the snake. They believed in him. It says in the Torah, "Vayamin ha'am." So they believed in Moshe. So here, actually, Al Shech Hakadosh brings the stick gave twice almond. If you look carefully in the pasuk, once in the Kodesh, not in public, and then when he took it out, he gave again almond in front of everybody. Well, they saw it, but
they don't know about the first one.
Fine, but that, you know, just to make sure that people will realize that it's above nature. So now here there's an interesting point that Ratamsha is teaching us. There is a hesitation, it's a natural hesitation, it's called. That even though that we confront miracle, we hesitate, we refuse to accept it. Why? Because to accept miracle and will have impact on us, we have to have a special kosher heart, it's called. You know what a kosher heart is? It says in the Tehillim, it has to be broken heart. So as long as the heart is not broken, so then you're not going to bend. I'm saying, no, it happens. You know, the stick was, you know, had moisture from before. So then, don't give almond. So now here, the process is very unfortunate process. And that is, we learn from here, till you don't go through circumstances, that is, shattering, then you're not going to accept that maybe you have to choose a different path. And we could save a lot of lives, lots of lives. But here the Talmud is teaching us it wouldn't work. Because if the first process would take place first, I mean the last one, so then they make some excuses. Don't justify it. But here, you see, unfortunately, it has to go through these processes to be able to bend. And Gemara Megillah brings unfortunate thing. This is at the time after Mordechai and Esther, a little bit before it, there were 48 Nevi'im, 48 prophets, that they warned Am Yisrael. And they rebuked them, and they guided them. But they were not willing to accept. So then Gemara explains, at the moment that the ring of Ahasuerus was passed down to Haman, at that moment, everybody was down on the ground. So that means that even 48 prophets, they guide you, they warn you, you don't accept it. But as soon as that ring was passed to Haman, that meant that he's in control, and they know, wow, now we're in trouble. So then they start shaking. How could it be? 48 prophets, they tell you day and night, wake up, do teshuvah, get on the right path. You don't listen. But as soon as, you know, that moment comes that you see, ay, 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 that's it. Then all of a sudden, you start shaking. So that's why here exactly we see, you know, that unfortunately, I have to go through the, you know, this unfortunate punishment, and then they will accept, you know, yeah, this is miracle. Happened to be an interesting story about someone who, Chas v'Shalom, would happen to anyone. He was stopped drunk driving. Said, no, too much l'chaim. So he was stopped. And the policeman asked him for his license. So he said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So what do you mean? Give me your license. So he said, again? I gave it to you 6 months ago. You want it again? That's how it is. So what? You know, it was taken away 6 months ago, but, you know, I still, you know, do whatever that I like to do. You know, I go on whatever that pleases me. But till you're not hit, so then you don't realize you cannot drunk drive. It's not safe. So I took my license. So what? And that's why we see, you know, in our time, you see very unfortunate news that is going on, and it's very mind-boggling that how could it be? How could such a thing happen? But the message here is, listen carefully, it's the difference between 60 and 59. There's one missing. 60 took over the 59. Isn't that interesting? One. What does it mean? Ibn Sholam is telling us, I did it. I made it happen. And it's such a strange thing that it can ever in the history of Am Yisrael that could happen. Nonsense, totally. But there's one difference. Why? Because Ibn Sholam is giving us warning that, you know, that's it. The timing is going to come. And the timing that, unfortunately, we don't want it to happen. It's called Chevle Mashiach. The Chevle Mashiach is a tough timing. And Hashem Yazor, that was that Hashem, that Hashem is Zekiotanu Yeshuot, was that Hashem, and so far, Gesh Ha'al Nisarot, the Kalam Yisrael, and make it at all.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.